Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos, $137 billion divorce. After 25 years of marriage, the Amazon founder and his wife Mackenzie call it quits, amid news he's in love with another woman. Now the richest man in the world has to divide up his vast fortune. It was a glamorous night out for Jeff Bezos, the 55-year-old founder and CEO of Amazon, who was surrounded by Hollywood's biggest stars at his company's Golden Globes after party on January 6th. He had a crowd of people around him, says a source. Jeff was in great spirits and having a lot of fun. Few revelers gave much thought as to why Bezos' wife, author Mackenzie, 49, had skipped the party, or to Bezos' chatting on and off with news anchor Lauren Sanchez. After all, Sanchez's husband, the powerful agent Patrick Weitzel, was there too. Then, 3 days later, Jeff and Mackenzie Bezos announced that after 25 years of marriage, 4 kids, and 1 insanely successful company together, they are divorcing. We feel incredibly lucky to have found each other and deeply grateful for every one of the years we've been married to each other, they said in a statement. But if news of the split was surprising, even more shocking was the revelation that Bezos had already moved on with Sanchez, 49, who's getting divorced from Weitzel, 53, her husband of 13 years. They're very much in love, a source says of Bezos and Sanchez. Another source confirms they're leaving their spouses for each other. According to the insiders, the romance between the world's richest man and the former host for Extra and Good Day LA didn't happen overnight. Lauren and Jeff have been spending a lot of time together over the last year, and especially the past few months. At first, it was socially at parties, here and there. But the two of them are sort of thick as thieves right now, a Hollywood source says. They've been spotted dining at LA restaurants and flying on Bezos' $65 million private plane. Another source says Bezos and Sanchez, a mom of 3 and a helicopter pilot who owns an aerial film and production company, struck up a working relationship on several projects together and gradually fell for each other. Their spouses have known for a while, the source says. Their families dealt with this in the fall. Another insider adds that Sanchez and Weitzel, whose clients include Ben Affleck and Matt Damon, have been on and off for a while and have been separated. Despite the headlines about their romance, Bezos and Sanchez show no signs of slowing down. They're stronger than ever and in constant contact, says the source close to them. Now, Bezos' wife, Mackenzie, a Princeton grad and novelist who has mostly stayed out of the spotlight, is poised to become one of the richest women in the world. According to reports, the couple didn't have a prenup, and she could walk away with half of Bezos' estimated net worth of $137 billion. Along with 16% of Amazon's stock, the couple own a 20,600-square-foot home in Medina, Washington, lavish homes in Beverly Hills, New York City, and Washington, D.C., and more than 300,000 acres in Texas. They met long before fame and fortune. At the investment firm D.E. Shaw in 1993, Mackenzie had an office next to Jeff's. All day long I listened to that fabulous laugh, she told Vogue in 2013. How could you not fall in love with that laugh? She helped encourage Jeff to move to Seattle to start Amazon. Now the company is valued at more than $1 trillion. As teams of lawyers tackle the highest dollar split in history, one thing is for sure. Mackenzie had a lot to do with the company from the beginning, says a source, and this divorce should make her a very wealthy woman.